Hey there, Michael.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good, providing my internet holds out.
Yeah, we've been having some issues, so apologize if that affects the quality of this or any future recordings.
Is that just a blanket statement now? Like, forever, if anything is ever a problem, it's because of this internet.
Yeah, that's right. We will blame it on this. That is correct.
I like it.
So we actually have a guest with us today. Would you like to introduce this fine young fellow?
I would like to introduce this guest as one of my co-hosts on the 11 Minutes podcast, which you can find at 70decibels.com/11minutes. That part is cross-promotion. It's Mr. Dave Kahlo.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah,
it's always a pleasure, Dave. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So we wanted to have you on to talk about a couple of things. We're going to do these one episode at a time because you've been cranking out some writing, and that's a good thing. Everyone yeah. likes it when Dave cranks out the writing. But we're going to go back actually probably about a month or two now.
These posts were sort of, I believe, both written in August, actually on the same day, in late August, on the 23rd of August. And when I read them both, I was like, we've got to get Dave on to discuss these.
Yeah.
But such is my planning skills. It's now at the end of October, start of November, and we are now only discussing them.
Oh, that has nothing to do with your planning skills and everything to do with our, you know, we have a schedule that does not permit us to. I mean, we, as far as guests are concerned, we are pretty much booked out at this point, almost at the end of the year. It's kind of crazy.
We don't believe in speed.
No.
So the first one that I really wanted to discuss with you, Dave, was a post called 3x5. And really, what I wanted you to go through with us and our listeners is your system for 3x5 cards. And I know that, Pat, you have one yourself,
I'm a big fan of the 3x5, have been for a very long time.
And I have recently started using 3x5 cards since purchasing a pack of Helvetic Index cards from Mr. Aaron Mankey, Dave, talk us through sort of how you use the 3x5.
Sure. A while ago, when I had my old job, this was many years ago, I did help desk, and so I was constantly getting stuff coming in, requests for this and that, pretty much all day long. And the hardest part was just grabbing it while I was in the middle of doing something else. And this was about the time that Merlin Mann released his hipster PDA thing, which was basically a bunch of 3x5 cards held together with an office clip.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's really cool. And I started trying it. And it worked out great. And back then, I was even a little more complicated about it than I am today. I had a color coding, and like purple cards were for projects, and blue cards were for actions, and white cards were inbox. And I eventually found out that was just a hassle to maintain. So today, I'm working on a much edited version of 3x5 cards, and it really couldn't be simpler. On the side of my desk, and I'm looking at them now, I keep a stack of 3x5 index cards. And further along on my desk is just one of those office inboxes that you can get at any, you know, big office supply store like Staples or whatever you have. And when something comes in, now, it could be anything that I need to think about later. And I mean anything, like make ticket reservations for the thing or consider weeding the garden. If I'm in the middle of doing something and I don't want to stop doing whatever that is, I'll simply grab the top card, write down whatever it is, and throw it into the inbox. And then I just continue doing what I'm doing. And that's pretty much how it goes during the day. If something comes in, anything at all, I grab a card, write down, and throw it in the inbox, and then resume whatever I was doing. So the interruption is minimal.
So just to be clear, one thought per card, right? You don't put like multiple thoughts on a card. If you think up two things in the middle of doing something, you write two different cards.
That's right, two cards. One thought per card.
All right.
And just not to be wasteful, I do turn them over and then use the backs.
The hipster PDA was something that was around before advanced smartphones, especially before the iPhone.
Yeah.
Why do you still employ this 3x5 system over using, like, I don't know, some insert name or favorite GTD or list application here?
Well, the shorter answer is because it works. And if it ain't broke, why should I fix it? But I understand the subtext of the question. Since I'm a tech-friendly guy, and writing about tech all day is pretty much what I do for a living, it seems to make sense that I would have really nice software at my fingertips, or a nice piece of hardware like a smartphone, or some other tool designed for this type of thing, for, you know, collecting stuff that comes in, acting upon it, and, you know, like a project management software or hardware type of thing. And believe me, I tried all of them because I've succumbed to the idea that I should be using these. They're great and they're awesome. And they really, really are. I've used as many as you can probably think of. But I always end up coming back to just writing things down on a piece of paper and throwing it in my inbox. And then at the end of the day, looking at them one by one and deciding what I need to do for the next day. For a while, I just felt like I was missing out on something awesome. But I finally just admitted to myself that if this is what works for me, then I'm going to do it.
And in the same vein, like, why not, like, in a, again, insert name of notebook brand? Like, why the 3x5 card? What about that is so tangible for you?
It's just faster. If I had a notebook, it would probably be in my pocket or something. And again, I would have to open it, flip to the most recent empty page. I'd probably miss it, so I have to flip back a couple times, then write it down, then draw a line underneath it so I know that's the end of that particular entry, then put it back. It just takes a lot longer. And I know we're talking about seconds here, but when you spend extra seconds, you know, every day for weeks and months and years, it does add up to how much time do I spend writing things down that I need to do. I'm just so I don't have to move my torso to grab one of these cards. They're so close. And I keep the pencil poking out of the inbox so I can just grab it again without moving. It's just as effortless as it could possibly be. And I know that, you know, given the choice, people will choose the path of least resistance. So I'll make a resistance-free process as possible for myself.
We do always harp on about friction-free. Go on, Pat.
Well, I was just going to say that's... talk about how I use 3x5 cards, because I do, and I have for a very, very long time, and no matter what productivity system I happen to be using, and I switch around a lot. I think we've discussed it in a previous show that switching costs are not very high for me, for whatever reason, and as a matter of fact, sometimes switching actually makes me more productive. Because it's like getting a brand new pair of shoes when you're a kid. You think they make you run faster, despite the fact that they don't.
What a great metaphor. I think that's probably one of my favorites of yours.
Oh, thank you.
GTD apps are like running shoes.
Yeah. Well, and so, but one thing is constant, and that is this. I always have a 3x5 card that I take whatever the four things max that I really absolutely positively have to get done that day, and I write them down on that index card, and keep that off to the side of my laptop, or iPad, or whatever device I happen to be working on. If I happen to leave, I'll take it and I'll slip it into my Levenger pocket briefcase, which is a 3x5 card holder with some additional pockets in it. And we'll take it with me just so I always have it at the ready. But the other thing I do is I basically will draw a line in half on. So I'll draw the four tasks and then I'll draw a line. Mm-hmm. And the bottom part of the index card I use to take notes and capture things, like the couple of notes that I took in the time that we've been talking here. I wrote down on the bottom half of that 3x5 card. And so that the bottom half of that 3x5 card almost becomes like the inbox section and the note-taking section. And when I'm all done, and I mark things as done using a system that I came up with that other people have heard of before, may have heard of before, and other people may use it, but I came up with it on my own and put my name on it, called the Dash Plus system. I draw a line before each task and then turn it into a plus symbol when I've completed it. I take that card at the end of the day, and that's what I throw into the inbox. And if I am using like a, some sort of productivity app or, OmniFocus or what have you, mm-hmm. I'll look at that, and whatever notes I've taken, if they need to be saved, if they need to be captured, they go to their appropriate place. If it's tasks that need to get done, those will go into the productivity system of choice or whatnot. Because that bottom area is more than just tasks, like right now I've got somebody's address and phone number on there. Well, that I've got to add to my address book, right? It really mm-hmm. is kind of like a little mini inbox of stuff for me on that note card, and I put the date at the top and throw that in my inbox, so that when I process my inbox, I process all the stuff that's on that card to where it needs to go, and know what date it belongs to. I've done that no matter what. So for a while I was using OmniFocus. I've recently because I really needed that kind of big, awesome, massive power. It is the howitzer of productivity applications. Mm-hmm. I didn't really need the nuclear option anymore, so I've just gone back to the great big list on a piece of paper.
That's what I do too. OmniFocus is kind of swatting a fly with a Buick. I don't need a Buick to swat a fly. So I have a big spiral-bound notebook, and that's where all the projects go, one project per page. Notes about the project. Oh, I usually do like the details on the right and then the notes that I come up with on the left.
Yeah.
And then I move whatever from there off to, what I use for the day.
Gotcha. So I know that you also have used, and maybe still use, David Shea's, I forget the pad.
The portable CEO form, the printable CEO form.
The printable CEO forms, yes, mm-hmm. yes. And I actually, when he produced some paper pads of those a while back, real nice, by the way, mm-hmm. I actually still have a couple that I have never used that I keep saying to myself, you know what, I need to throw these into an envelope and send them to Dave.
I just bought my third pad from Amazon.
Oh, see, there you go. Well, and I could give you a couple for free here. So,
ooh, all right, thanks, man.
So tell me what, because I don't use them really. So how do those fit in with the 3x5 cards and the projects in the notebook? I'm trying to figure out how that all fits together.
Sure. Those are even more crucial, I'd say. I would not ever want to work without them. There are several forms that Dave's made, and the one I love the most is the Emergent Task Planner, or ETP. That's the one that you can buy at Amazon.
And that's the ones I have the pads of, yeah.
Yeah. Basically, it's set up so that you can monitor what you do during the day and monitor what you want to do. So, geez, let me think. On the left-hand side, there's a list that runs the length of the sheet that you can block off by hour. And that hour can be further broken down into 15-minute intervals. And on the right-hand section is divided into two, a top and bottom. So on the top, you can write down the major tasks you want to complete for the day, and the bottom half of the right-hand side is just for notes. So I write inbox at the top of the notes section on the bottom, and then halfway down the notes section, I write running commentary, and I'll tell you what that is in a second. That's something I'm just starting to do recently. So I'll number the left-hand side, 6 a.m. to I think I can get to 7 p.m. or something like that. And on the right-hand side where the major tasks are, I just listed the three or four major tasks I want to complete for the day. Now, each one of those is numbered. So when I start working on major task number one, I'll just write number one next to, let's say, 7 a.m. And then notice when I'm done, and I'll draw a line and draw an arrow, and I can see how much time I spent on that particular task. Then I move on to two and three. If anything comes in during the day, I might write it on the bottom note section, or I might grab an index card, really depending on what's around. Sometimes the sheet's with me, sometimes the index card's with me. And then running commentary is something that it's sort of a positive reinforcer for me. I like to write down all the stuff I got done, even besides the identified major tasks. So then at the end of the day, I can look and think, oh, wow, I got all this stuff done. That was a pretty good day.
A little pat on the back.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know it's silly, but it feels really good.
No, not silly at all.
Yeah, I like it. So when I'm processing in, when I take the cards out one at a time and I decide what it is and then act accordingly, if some of them go onto a project, you know, they get put on the project page in that notebook. And then when I'm thinking about what I need to do tomorrow and I'll think about, you know, the three or four major tasks that I want to complete, that's when I'll pull out an emergent task planner and set it up for the next day. Usually before I go to bed, I set up tomorrow's planner.
So and I do the same thing with my today cards. I always set them up the night before. Your use of the emergent task planner is very similar to my use of the today card.
Yeah.
And so the 3x5 cards really are just for straight out like scratch pad capture. Nothing more, and that's what they're for.
Yeah, that is their sole purpose, for me at least.
And do you carry them, you know, always have a few with you, you know, when you are walking around? Do you, you know, put a binder clip on them and in the same way that the hipster PDA that inspired you does? I mean, how do you capture when you're out and about, I guess, is the thrust of the question.
Yeah, I used to, but I ended up fumbling with the thing, or sometimes I'd be trying to pull one out in the middle and they would all fall and it just became a hassle. So I usually keep a small pocket-sized notebook with me, usually field notes because they're so small, and I can put it in my back pocket and it doesn't bother me if I'm sitting, you know, because like the moleskins are so hard. So I usually have one of those with me. What I do is I'll write inbox on the top of the left-hand page, and in the right-hand page I borrow a little bit of GTD where I'll sort by category, so they'll be at errands, at computer, at home, at phone, and just write down, you know, anything that needs to be done for the day.
All right.
Especially errands. But I use it most often for inbox when I'm away from my desk, because I don't like to carry a bunch of index cards with me. So if I'm at a soccer game or wherever, I always have my little notebook and pen with me.
I mean, for me, one of the reasons I think why I kind of stick to the index card, not only for capture, because I do use them for capture as well. It's not just the today card, but also, you know, I'll whip out a 3x5 card and, you know, throw a grocery list on there before I walk out the door to go to the grocery store. You know, that sort of thing. I like the disposable nature of them. But I think one of the things for me is that if I capture in too many places, I forget, you know, I have all of these things to process. You don't find that with like kind of, I guess, there's the David Allen solution. I watched this video once. I'll try to find it, but I can't make any guarantees. And if I do, I'll throw it in the show notes of David Allen basically going through his process for, you know, okay, he arrives back at the office after being on the road for a couple of days, and here's what I do with all of the stuff that I that I've captured. And I mean, he literally, you know, like, you know, put batteries with a rubber band around them in his inbox, and a tape recorder that he had captured some stuff on in his inbox, and a notepad, you know, several pieces of notepaper. And, you know, I mean, but he's throwing like physical objects into his inbox to, because he's like, you know, any of these I captured all over the place. I need to capture, and, you know, all of these are potential actions or projects that that have relevance and importance. And the way that you make sure that you get everything is you put it all in one place and then you process it one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
The thrust that's getting around to the question of, do you take the field notes then and throw those in your inbox too, so that when you sit down at the end of the day or at beginning of the day or whenever you sit down to do it, you make sure to process that stuff as well? I mean, how do you keep it all together?
I don't physically throw it in the box, but it's, if it's not in my back pocket, it's in a little basket on my night table, so it's usually in one of those two places. So when I sit down, I do think, oh, I need to look at that thing too, because I wrote a bunch of stuff down today. And it's funny, because I remember at one point, I think it was in the book, David Allen said, have as many inboxes as you need, but no more. So I know it sounds like I have a lot, because I've got the Immersion Task Planner, I've got my index cards, and I've got my my notebook. But that three is good. I'm happy with those three because I know to look in those three spots. When I'm at my desk, I can see them. So I remember, oh, yeah, I need to go through all of these three things.
Yeah.
So that works. And thank goodness that Field Notes has started doing the color-coded notebooks, because when they were all brown, I would grab the wrong one. And like, oh, yeah, great. So now I know I'm on the orange one, and I just use the orange one.
Yeah, that actually has helped me. So I've got a black one that I've been carrying around now for months. And that black Field Notes is one of the Raven's Wing ones. That one is for the book I'm working on. And that's all it's for. Mm-hmm. And anything related to the book has gone into there. And including my friend, I get together with a friend every Monday, and part of large portions of the book have come out of those conversations I've had with this friend. But even then, when we sit down at the table, the first thing I do is whip out that Field Notes notebook. At the top of the page, I'll put, you know, Monday meeting, you know, with today's date, and anything that comes up that we talk about that I feel the need to capture, I, you know, do so in that book. You know, that particular meeting gets its own page in the Field Notes. So, yeah, I'm right with you there as far as the Field Notes are concerned.
Yeah, it's just so portable and bendy. Like, I know I'm not going to crush it. I know it's not going to be uncomfortable if I'm sitting on it for an hour. And it reduces a lot of anxiety for me when I know that if I'm somewhere, like last night I was at my son's Cub Scout meeting, and we got a couple dates to remember for the future. And it's such an incredible comfort to know I'm not going to forget the two things she just told me, because I can just whip them out and write them down and I've got them. And I'm also not going to get lost in the meeting, because it takes, you know, less than 10 seconds to write that stuff down. And that's just as valuable as actually capturing for me, to know that I'm not going to miss anything. I'm going to get everything I need to get just because of this silly little notebook and pen in my pocket.
Yeah, yeah. So we should probably, you know, I think we've covered everything. I think the paper, especially 3x5 cards, especially, it's one of those things I just cannot see the digital ever replacing for me.
No, absolutely not. Because you think some of the best, what do you want to say, like note apps or whatever?
Yeah.
Try their darndest to imitate paper.
Yes.
And that's because you're not going to – I can write down a note to pick up milk, or I can solve a global crisis with a pen and a piece of paper. It literally can do just about anything. We can sketch the next great thing, or I can draw a funny cartoon with the same piece of paper or a napkin in a Sharpie.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely flexible. I can make any shape or color that I want. It's not going to get wet and be ruined. It's not going to crash. It's not going to fail to back up or sink. It always works. And if all this stuff died tomorrow, I'd still have my notebook full of project notes and all that sort of thing. So
you've got to keep it away from fires.
Yeah, but that's that's true. But that's why it survived for this long. It's infinitely useful. Paper is infinitely useful.
Yeah, you could start a fire with the paper. I mean, you need
that's
some
right,
heat.
And warm up.
Need some heat. Throw some paper down. Get yourself, some flint or some wood. Make a little, bow thing. Start a fire. kind of bring back that Boy Scout metaphor. So, one last question.
Mm.
You're taking these things. You're writing one idea at a time. You're throwing them in your inbox. You're processing that, and you're throwing it away. So I can't imagine you're using special fancy index cards. You're going down to the drugstore, and you're getting the pack, the 100 pack of meads, and calling it a day, right?
I like them without lines because my school age self feels compelled to write within the lines, and I just don't. So if I can find them blank, that's what I usually do. And yeah, I usually do go and just buy. You can get hundreds of them for $2, $3, and I just throw them in a drawer. And right now, I mean, I'm looking right now in the drawer. It's a deep, deep file cabinet drawer, and it's half full of these things. There's just hundreds of them down there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I know there are very nice, fancy ones out there, but I feel wasteful when I've got such a nice product that I literally scribble four words on and then throw it away. It just seems wrong.
I use the fancy ones. I have to admit, I use the fancy ones. But
no, see, I'm a frugal.
There's a reason for that. Yeah, I know that. I know that about you. All right. Okay, well, thanks a lot for talking with us about that, Dave. Before you go, where should people look for you?
You can find me at the unofficial Apple web blog, which is tuaw.com, or you can find me on my own site, 52tiger.net. That's number 52tiger.net.
Which recently got a redesign and looks super sexy in that
kind of
old baseball glove kind of way.
Yes, it's nice and worn in.
All right, very cool. And Michael?
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir, as always.
Pleasure. Thanks, Dave.
All right.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.